Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going? Welcome to another episode of Stall It. Stall It's Go Loud original podcast. And here we are in the original Go Loud studios.
You bring us into the podcast the same way a priest brings us into mass.
Nice.
You just kind of have the words and you're just like, this is what I say at the start of mass.
Body of Christ.
It's like, Lord be with you and also with you. Please take a seat. Now the podcast may start.
Yeah, now you can listen.
Yeah.
Now listen to me. What's the crack? What episode are we on? Episode Charles Manson A? Hey, what are you doing? What do you think of Madcon? What's happening?
No more Manson.
Manson's gone, isn't he?
Yep.
Manson's dead.
He dead as hell. That boy, he the devil. That Manson fella is the devil.
My boiler in the house is broken.
Oh, is it?
It's leaking and everything.
How can I go from Charles Manson to me boiler's broken? In the space of a week.
What a leap. What a leap. Back to normality.
Bollocks.
Fucked, yeah. We have to get someone out to...
No hot water? Fix it.
No hot anything. Like, oh, the house is, the house is freezing, like...
No water coming out of the taps?
No, the boiler for the heating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you bleed the radiators?
It's leaking. My boiler is leaking. There's water all over the kitchen. Like, it's broken. So there's no...
Is the floors warping?
No, it's the tiles, but the...
Are the tiles warping?
The press that I build and put up around the boiler is warping. And sagging and all. It's fucking shy.
You'll start getting silverfish and everything.
Yeah, there is silverfish.
Is there?
Horrible little yolks.
Disgusting, aren't they?
Yeah.
Little worms.
Like,
ooh. Hard to get rid of.
Addy, bit of salt around the edges or something. No, does that not do the job?
They mill that. They love salt.
Poxy thing. But yeah, it's the first time we had to use our house insurance.
Oh.
This sounds like I feel like you can't say house insurance without it sounding like an ad.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Tell me a bit about house insurance and how does that work?
If you have a car and you use your car insurance, like if you claim, people don't claim off their car insurance because their premium goes up. So you're always just afraid. People get insurance, but they're afraid to use it.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, oh, if we bleed and use our house insurance, then the premium will go. But it doesn't happen with house insurance, apparently. That's what I'm being told. Hopefully get a new boiler. But that's supposed to last 10 years. It's supposed to be one of these eco-friendly...
Yeah, not there 10 years.
It was so expensive. It's a year and a half old.
Really?
Yeah, it's a brand new boiler that we got in because the last one was broken. Now this one's broken. It's just a load of bollocks, man.
Fucking
hate owning
gaffs, like,
honestly,
fucking joys of owning a home.
I miss being in the flat. I always just thought the corporation fixed everything for everyone. If anything broke in your house, you just call the corporation and they come and they fix it. But when you own your own gaff, like, you have to fucking fork out loads of money to get it fixed. And
are you, like, still ringing the corpo?
Yeah, I was like, hey, them corpo,
the boiler's fucked, mate. Are you coming out?
Fix that, will you, at 4 a.m.
Is it a council gaff?
No, paper.
Have a mortgage. Can't they want it for you, bud?
Oh, you'd miss the corpo.
Corpo sound. My ma's getting the corpo wrap on the gaff.
What's that?
Getting the gaff wrapped.
What's that?
You know what wrapping is on a gaff?
No.
Just like painted or like, what's it, the stone thing? The
pebble dash?
Yeah. Or it's like a certain kind of...
Is the wrapping not insulation around the outside?
Yeah.
It's not paint.
They paint it, not stone. Paint the wrap though.
It's insulated paint.
Well, that's what she fucking told me. I don't have a gaff, do I? She's going on about fucking ages.
Getting it painted.
She's getting a wrap.
Two grown chicken men. Wrap.
She's getting a chicken wrap.
Christmas wrapped. Just a load of wrapping paper.
Google
on the gaff.
Will you own?
I don't need to Google anything.
Please.
Google what?
What wrapping is.
Wrapped houses.
Yeah, what's a wrapping? And shows a photo just to get a mental image of it.
It's what all the houses look like now.
Which is?
Plain.
Flat. Like the flat yeah. Facade.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's just very plat, flain.
Plat, flain?
Plat, flain. Flat, plain front now. That's what they all have.
Oh. So that's the wrap. And the corpo do it for nothing.
Yeah. Or is it nothing? Or is it like 500 quid or something?
I don't know.
I thought you were married owned that gaff. I thought your nanny owned it.
Yeah, because my nanny owns the gaff and she's elderly. I think that might be why. Would it be? The corpo help the elderly, is it? I don't fucking know. I shouldn't even open my mouth. Sure, I burned the kitchen down, remember? I talked about that a few years ago, didn't we, on this?
Yeah.
When I burned the kitchen down and we got a new kitchen off the carpo. Like, the carpo are just sound those for some reason. Everyone else, I don't know. You have to have a carpo gaff. We don't have a carpo gaff. You just sort us out.
Just get a carpo gaff. Get a carpo gaff.
We'd love a carpo gaff.
There was days where, like, there was just an abundance. I remember in the 90s and the early noughties, when there wasn't a housing crisis, there was just an abundance of carpo gaffs, and you'd be just, yeah, like, cherry picking your gaff, and people would be swapping houses and all and moving into each other's house and saying, Jesus, I'll have your carpo gaff if you take my carpo gaff.
We do a carpo swap.
It's mad. And if it, like, it used to be, it's called Dublin City Council now, obviously, but it used to be called the Corporation. And that sounds like it's a...
It's like something from RoboCop.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It's like the people who made RoboCop.
We're here to fix your boiler.
The Dublin Corporation sounds a bit eerie.
Doesn't it? The fucking corporation.
Like, they're cooking something else in there.
Yeah.
And then you just change it. Ah, they do a lot, don't they?
Fixing the roads and all that.
Sweeping and all.
Sweeping up and cleaning up and doing all the bits and pieces.
Yeah. Because the bushes, they get wild, you know. The bushes and that.
Are you alright?
Feel real sick. We'll have to get the listeners to vote for us.
For in what?
The podcast awards.
Oh.
Two categories. Yeah. Best comedy podcast.
Meh.
And then best short limited series. Or best limited series.
Yeah.
Even for the Manson
series.
Episodes.
Words are hard sometimes, aren't they?
Especially on a Tuesday.
Or any day.
Or any day.
Or a Wednesday, or a Thursday. But you have to, there's no judges at this award, so.
It's up to the listeners.
It's up to the listener. So if you want us to win an award.
It'll show us how loyal you are.
Let's emotionally blackmail our audience.
Jokes.
But yeah, because.
What's the website? Is there a call to action? www.justtradews.
I think it's like the Irish Podcast Awards.
Irishpodawards.ie.
IrishPodAwards.ie. Head over to that. Give us a spin. Vote for all your Go Loud favourites.
Well, I mean,
take a home. Well, except for when
you're off.
Unless we're nominated, then just vote for us.
Or talking bollocks or whatever, really.
Yeah. But that'd be a fun night. It's an award ceremony in, do you know where it is? It's in the Stella Cinema.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
It's kind of, I think it's weird having an award ceremony in a cinema, though.
The seating is kind of too comfortable.
I hate the seats in the Stella. I think they're too deep or something. You kind of fall into them
never
too much.
In it.
Were you not? Never in the Stella? It's, I don't know, it's a bit of a gimmick, but it's real comfy seats, yeah.
It's like beds. Beds and cinemas.
Do you know what? It's so low down and then the tables beside you are literally a head height. So if you want to get your drink, you're lifting your hand over your head to get the bleeding drink.
Like a little baby.
I hate it. And then there's couches at the back and all people, they'll be bleeding, riding in them and all, dirty bastards.
Are you sure about that?
Probably. Probably.
I was in the cinema before and someone was smoking.
That's cool.
They're literally having a fucking cigarette, like.
That's like Raging Bull or Taxi Driver. I love that era. I want to watch a movie through smoke. I want to sit in Stella and watch smoke billowing from the audience.
What's the other film with De Niro where he's smoking in it?
Cape Fear.
Cape Fear. Cigar, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And he's just breaking his bollocks laughing, not giving a fuck. What a film.
Maybe that's what I was thinking.
That's the first thing that came to mind when you mentioned it, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you say, Raging Bull?
Yeah.
He was mentioning De Niro films and smoky cinemas.
But that period, that time period. Because in Taxi Driver, he does it as well, though. He's in a cinema watching.
I don't think it's a smoky cinema.
Dirty films.
It's a dirty cinema.
Blue movies.
Yeah. Dirty films.
It's a whole greasy scene. I mean, that's the point.
Yeah. It's true. The whole city is greasy. All in New York is greasy and dirty. And it's true. It is.
Mm.
But that's what I want.
Then or now?
Then. Even if it's not real smoke, I'd love to go into a cinema and there was just like fake smoke.
Just for effect.
Yeah. I think there'd be something really cool about that.
Yeah. That was weird though when that happened. I was on the Mitch actually from school. There was just some fella on the Mitch as well with his mate. They were both smoking. It's like this. We're trying to fucking go incognito here. Like, we don't want to be seeing these fellas are at the back having bleeding Johnny Blues.
Do you remember the screen cinema on Dallaire Street? Where there was the statue of the little man holding the torch.
I think so.
There's an old cinema there. I went to see a picture in there. And there was
a picture.
I went to the pit just to see a picture. The Dolly Mixtures. And it was my granddad used to call it.
The Dolly Mixtures?
Like, no, that slang, like Dolly Mixtures, the pictures. I don't know what that's all about.
Real London thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pig slang.
Yeah.
But there was people riding in the back.
What's that?
Yeah.
We on the Mitch?
No.
Having a full
ride.
How's your father?
Yeah. How are you keeping? Do you want a hand?
When were you looking around and all?
Yeah.
Couldn't take our
own. We all were. There's no film. It was just a... No, yeah, it's weird. Weird. You, what do? Like, do you go out and say something about that? Like, there's people riding in there? Or do you turn around and say something to them?
That is bizarre. To have the confidence to do that. We use kids.
I was a teenager, like.
All right.
Yeah. I was probably old. I was probably about 20.
Were you doing the noises or not?
I mean, you could hear movements. They weren't performing. Like, what? They were just
like
doing...
they were in their own bedroom, like.
No, because they weren't being loud and stuff, but they were going at it. Yeah.
Jesus.
Trying to be discreet, but absolutely not being discreet.
There's a time and place for it.
And it's not the pictures.
The pictures, I tell you, it's not.
Watching Bleeding Lars and the Real Girls. For God's sake.
What the fuck is that?
So, Phil, that's the word I was going to. I think I went to see Lars and the Real Girls, and there was people in the back, two people in the back, having sexual relations.
Sitting there eating your popcorn.
And I was like, good for him. Legend. You know what I mean? People, there's actually a big problem in Ireland right now.
Tell us what it is.
Because there's so many people are sharing rental accommodations, there's nowhere for people to have sex.
Right.
So if you pull a board, you can't go back to hers because she's sharing accommodation, and she can't go back to yours because you're sharing accommodation, or you're sharing a room, or you're sharing a house. So people are struggling to find places to go have sex. It's actually a problem.
Go to the boom boom rooms.
Well, what's the boom boom rooms? Tell me what that is.
Just a room you can go for a jaunt. No, it's just... It
doesn't exist there.
The boom boom room is... Eddie Murphy says it in the film, isn't it?
Oh.
The boom boom room.
I thought it was real. The fucking brothel, I think that is it?
The boom boom rooms. It's a great name for one. Yeah, but yeah, that's mad. Never thought of that.
And there's a hotel that started renting their rooms out by 3-hour increments for that reason, because nobody has anywhere to go. So you can go rent a hotel room to do your business.
That's nice of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
More hotels should be doing that for people. That
it would be a bit seedy, though. I feel like it's a seedy, there's something seedy about it.
Seedy operation.
Mm.
Like, how much even is it? 3 hours? It's got 20 quid.
No, it's like 150 quid for 3 hours.
You might as well just stay the fucking night then.
Oh, I don't know what it is. Where would you recommend someone go to riot then?
Just don't do it.
Just don't riot.
Maybe
just
don't riot. Maybe a park or something.
A park?
Yeah.
Ah, come on.
Like the Fino.
For fuck's sake.
In the bushes or something. I don't fucking know. I'm past all that. What are you fucking
yeah,
know?
But the people that are listening to this aren't. There's
yeah,
people
that
out there.
I'm comfortable again talking about that.
Oh. It's a real issue that people are faced with.
Well then, fucking get on to the blatant government about it. Tell them they want loads of rooms. I want loads of rooms to have that stuff.
You won't even say sex.
To have the sex. Their sex. There you go.
Oh man. I feel sorry. I'm so fucking, I feel sorry for
me.
The people on the dating scene. It's awful. Awful situation to be in.
One you might be interested in here, Joe.
Go on.
So, I don't remember exactly what we were talking about specifically, but, you know, treasure hunting, finding rare and valuable things around the place.
Yes.
Story here from Kerry. Is it last week? Yeah, last week. There was a man and his kids, Colm Doyle's his name, and his kids, Matthew and Clara, and...
Doyle?
They're from... Yeah.
Okay. Sassin. Do the kids have second name? Same second name?
Go on.
Anyway, they're from Killarney. They were out having a walk around and they found in the mud an old coin. Turns out it was from 400 years ago. Had an imprint of Henry VIII on it.
A few bob.
I'd say it's worth a good few bob, but it's going to a museum.
Oh, fuck off.
Sellouts.
See, that's the bit I thought might interest you to.
Did they make anything of it?
No.
Fuck that. Fuck that. Like, I'd be like, no, it's mine.
Just put it in a cabinet and people going, look, oh, look at that coin.
You can't
that's
do
an
that.
Old coin.
It's not yours. We went over this.
Oh, if you find things in the ground with a metal detector, you go to prison.
I don't think that's exactly what we said, but it
belongs
to the
community
state.
Service.
It belongs to the state.
It's not the government either, though.
How are they?
The state, not the government. Like, government is a political grouping, party.
How are they to know that you just took it and you didn't inherit it somehow?
Why would they even open their mouth about it? I'd if I found a coin with Henry VIII on it.
Great grandass or somewhere along the tree.
Where are you going to sell it?
The black market.
The black market.
Do you coin collectors that buy it.
I'm sorry, do you know your way to the coin collecting black market?
Yeah, yeah. I do. eBay.
Tor browser.
I'd say for something really rare, you'd probably want to be going somewhere else apart from eBay because I presume people aren't going to...
Go to a pawn shop.
You're going to need to get it verified. But this kind of thing, people aren't going to buy
it. Want the Dickinson's real deal.
Go into...
Yeah, and then Dickinson will shop you in. He'll say, listen, where'd you get this?
Go into your man in George's arcade there who has all the coins and say, yeah, what do you think of this? And he'd be like, oh, the holy grail.
He'd say, oh, no, that's not worth much. No, no, no. I'll give you 50 for it. And you're like, yeah, 50, yeah. And then he sells for like a million.
Still got 50 quid out of it. I'll be happy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks, mate. Nice one. Then go and get a little nipple person. Tarot card reading.
In George's arcade. You'd have to, wouldn't you?
You
can't go through there without getting a nipple person. We've loads of them.
You have to. It's as simple as that, unfortunately. That's why I don't go through it anymore.
You have to get your nipple pierced, buy a t-shirt from a band.
Get a henna tattoo.
Get a henna tattoo and then a falafel.
Yeah, simple as.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a henna tattoo on my hand, like Cheryl Cole back in 2006.
Remember that tattoo? Yeah. She used to do that. On the X Factor when they walked out, she'd go,
See, Darren, that no one knows what you're doing there.
I'm putting my hand up to my face and showing off the tattoo that's on, what's that part of your hand called?
The back.
The back of your hand.
What's that part of your hand? He was pointing at the whole back of his hand.
Yeah, but what's it really called? Like, I know it's the back of your hand, but what's the term for it?
Would you say fist?
Like no.
Say the back of my hand, the front of my hand. My knuckles, my fingers, my thumb. But what's it called, really? Get a fucking diagram.
I'm trying.
You just get all technical sometimes, you know, and you start saying, this is called the fucking palumpum or something like that. And I'm like, bleh. Imagine Googling it was called the falumpum. Say Joe also points and says, here lads, Darren is fucking stupid.
So like, what, he what's pointed Darren, like, at the is, back of his hand stupid. He pointed at the back of his hand and said, what's that?
What's it called?
It doesn't have a name apart from just the back of the hand.
The hand.
Fair. I thought it was called, like, you know the way you have different bones and that? Like,
fair. Like, the spew rise.
What's
of, like,
that one called? Okay,
that's your elbow.
Now, what's it really called? Delete all that.
No.
Dope.
That's the only good thing you've said all day.
Is it, yeah? Do you want me to talk about fucking...
For a man who was in our late, you're very edgy.
I'm annoyed today.
You are, yeah.
Yeah, I woke up the wrong side 100%.
Yeah. You're out for blood.
Do you want to talk about it? Is everything all right?
Jesus Christ.
Did you see, and I was talking about this before, did you see Elon Musk's...
The robot.
Robots. We robot.
Yeah, but they're all fake.
They're not fake. What do you mean they're fake?
The robot is... That's not even the finished product. Like, it was like the human voicing it and stuff.
That wasn't. That was like ChatGPT or whatever, or his version, Grok, yeah. Talking back, like the ChatGPT on my phone.
Right. Not just seeing loads of comments saying that it's not real.
It's fucking real, man. That's real. We're all going to have one. We are.
They're not like 10 grand.
20 grand.
We all ain't getting one of them.
We are.
What's it going to do for you?
Anything.
Do the Delph and all. Make your bed.
Yes.
Give it a...
Oh.
Your father.
Oh.
That'd be weird, wouldn't it?
You went there. There this time.
I'm very bold this episode, I have to say. You've bring the boldness out of me.
What would you have it do for you? It could do anything for you.
If I had a robot at home?
Yeah.
It could do anything.
Anything. I mean, at the minute now, it's a little bit slow.
I feel like...
But in a year's time...
It's going to fall and all. And just like be on the ground like, help me. Help me.
It'll be as...
Help me, daddy.
Stop calling me daddy when there's people here. At home. Only call me daddy. Only call me daddy when
we're on our own. Sorry, master. Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's more like it.
Shut up. It can do anything for you. It'll be doing the dishes. It'll be picking your kids up and dropping them to school. It'll be doing all of this.
No, I'm not trusting them with the kids.
Oh, you say that now though, Owen.
I'd probably get pretty used to it pretty quickly.
It just becomes the norm. 20k though.
So many jobs begun. It was pouring people drinks and everything.
Oh wow, pouring drinks.
Well, it means to be no bartenders.
The corpo I give them out.
To be no taxi drivers. That's it. No bus drivers. No bar staff. No service staff. No waiters. Like all of these jobs will be obsolete.
Yep.
No warehouse workers. They're already gone.
Who will control the environment though?
What environment?
Like the bar staff kind of like keep the place afloat, you know, like, and when there's no like security on, they have to like manage that.
There'll be security. The robots will be security.
Dig the head off them. Just pull the head off their shoulders.
Now that's a John McGuckin statement. We're talking about like bouncer robots, so these would be big chunky oaks. It's like Futurama, you know, the way there's different robots. Like you'll have the barman robot who's kind of cute and friendly, and he's like, hey, how are you? Nice to see you. Are you having a good time? What would you like to drink? And then you'll have the security who you won't even have to show them ID. They'll know your face and all your information will be on the cloud and they'll know who you are and what your age is.
So there's no more like disguising it.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
That's the future.
I don't think
that is the future. Yeah, it is. It's what, about a year away from it? A year or two?
For a full takeover?
We're 1 year away from robot bouncers.
No, not that. Okay, so domestic
using facial recognition technology to draw up or to pull up the
name, 50 years
background
away.
Details on everyone they meet in the pub.
I'll say, and put this on the record.
Oh,
I'd say we are.
Oh, what record is it going
on?
Oh,
he's staking his lofty reputation here.
We are 1 year away from seeing robots walking dogs in the park.
We won't see that.
Today's date is October 15th, 2024.
But we have to see that with our own eyes, not just a video popping up online.
Yeah.
No, I think it'll be all San Francisco and sort of like it'll be over that side. It'll start over there like everything does.
I feel
and then
like
it will
you'll
spread
just see
here.
A random video of one of them robots doing that as like a marketing thing.
Do you remember
it'll be like, I told you.
No, it'll be widespread. It'll probably start in the south side because they are expensive. Like who's gonna be the first person to spend 20,000 euros, 30,000 euros on one of these robots?
Yeah.
And then you'll have to get it imported. So it'll probably be some millionaire from D4 somewhere.
Have to be. Just money to burn. Just like, let's get one of them robots.
And it'll start there and then everyone will see how convenient they are.
The prices go down.
They do the shopping for you. Here, robot, go to Aldi and do a little shop for me. Actually, if you're buying these robots, you're probably not shopping in Aldi, but like, go down to Marks and Spencer's and pick up a cheese board, please. Thank you.
And what will they just do? Get into the car, drive a fucking car and off they go?
They won't drive the car. The cars are self-driving, so you can forget about driving cars. You know, forget about steering wheels. That's going to be a thing of the past as well. But they'll be going, they'll be doing the shopping. You'll see people, you'll be in shopping markets and you'll be shopping with robots.
But see, I don't think there'll be like a conversation, like stopping on the street. How are you keeping?
No, why would you talk to a robot?
Well, it's so advanced. Like, would it just be like,
what else he's going to do with the robot? He'd have a, might as well have a chat with it. Like,
it's just a convenience machine.
I'm not going to be doing all that for the record, Alan. Sake.
Hang on, Joe. Are you?
Do you go to the supermarket and talk to people?
You know, if you bump into some, like, there could be a robot that lives next door. That next door has a robot, and you just know that robot from living next door with them. You could see it down the shop getting a fucking Vienna roll or something.
You might find
it. Like, oh, how's fucking Fintan keeping?
Fintan.
Are you looking after him? That actually is me next door. Me man's next door neighbor. Nice man. Do you know that way?
Yeah.
Do you think it'll be that?
I think like, you might.
Oh, how are you, Darren? How are you keeping?
You wouldn't recognise them. You might just recognise them.
They all just look the same, like.
Yeah.
But eventually, like, if it just gets a mind of its own, they just, like, fix themselves, like. Do you know that way? They'll just, like, start putting on North Face coats and all and going, yup, bro.
If I have a robot that can do anything.
Yeah.
Right. Even if it's just one robot, it's cost me 20 grand. Can I, presuming I provide the raw materials, or it wouldn't be too long before somebody provided the service to provide the raw materials. Could I say to that robot, please go and learn how to build houses and put an extra story on my house?
Yeah, I think they will be builders. I think they'll work with builders in terms of like getting stuff in and out of trucks and off lorries, and they could lay bricks and they could wire a house. I think they'll be at that eventually.
I don't know if you like this idea or not.
I like the convenience of it. Like, I think it would be great. Okay, so picture a day with a robot. you wake up in the morning, you don't even wake up, like the robot kind of gently nudges you and plays music and stuff, and it's like, hey Joe, it's time to get up, and he has coffee ready for you because he was up making coffee and stuff. Like, it's time to get up, and then you're like, oh, is there anything going on in the world, any news that I need to know about? And it's like, oh, you won't believe what happened over in Lebanon and what the Israelis done, and he'd give you a casual rundown of the world news if you wanted, and then he'd iron your clothes would be ironed, your clothes would be washed. He'll have done all of this stuff for you. And when you come home from work and everything, there's dinner made, your bed is ready, because this will be the fourth step, is domestic use. So we'll be doing all that. There'll be a bat run for you and everything. It'll be lovely, it'll be nice.
Don't even have a bat.
He'd be there waiting with your slippers. It's like a really, it's a servant. It's a servant.
What are they going to cook you though?
Whatever you want.
They're not going to, would they just get it from the cloud, this like class recipe, and just implement it the exact same way a professional chef did? That's insane. I'm there for that.
It's good, isn't it?
It's not bad, like.
It sounds amazing.
Pretty decent, like.
Yeah, people want that shit.
Yeah.
It's an outfielder's joke. It's an outfielder's joke. I couldn't help myself.
Are you looking forward to the live show?
I'm excited.
It's this Sunday.
Yeah.
There's tickets still there as well.
Yeah.
It says low availability at the moment.
Ooh. Oh, you don't want to miss out? Get yourself a ticket if you haven't already. It's going to be good.
There'll be a spice bag for you as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Pay for it, of course.
Oh, jeez, I'm not giving away. I'm not what my, not a charity.
You're a charity, no, you know. We'll get one for nothing.
Give you one for nothing. Unknown.
Second one.
Yeah, actually.
Double charge him. To charge him twice.
I'm expecting like a dressing room full of spice bags. I want like the green room.
I was kind of thinking that.
Floor to ceiling spice bags.
Like a medieval dining room.
Yeah, basically. There's a long table in there.
With a big turkey in the middle for no apparent reason.
A giant breaded
apples
chicken.
Around it, just to set the mood.
A pig with apples in his mouth.
Huge vats of your curry sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sinkfuls.
Yeah. Like, if we're doing a show with the owner of a spice bag truck.
Mm.
And we're not in spice bags, there's something wrong.
Something very wrong.
Well, put your hand in your pockets and you can have spice bags.
Do we really have to pay?
No, I'll start to say, I'll get you a bag. I'll get you a bag each. How about that?
All right, thanks.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Sorry, thank you.
The spicy one, though.
Fuck that, man.
You have to try the spicy one.
You'd be doing the show and you're not on if I tried that.
After the show, even.
No way.
Would you not even try a chip?
No.
Would you not?
I'd have to get a bit of dust and do that, maybe. A little lick.
A bit of dust.
A bit of dust of the Carolina Reaper dust.
You've got to. Barry was down this weekend working on the...
Kogan?
The spice bag truck.
Barry Kogan?
No. My business partner and brother-in-law.
Working on it?
Yeah, just kind of getting it prepared, getting it ready for service.
For Sunday?
For Sunday, yeah.
Nice.
We're putting it down the lane, so it won't be...
On the side, at the side of Vicar Street?
Down at the side of Vicar Street, yeah.
At halftime? Or before?
I'd say at the end of the show.
The very end?
Yeah, because halftime, it would take too long. Like,
but is there a way that we can still have one?
Yeah.
Before the show?
Before the show? Sure. Are you sure you want one before the show?
Be heavy.
Yeah, but
we share it. It's better than going out and buying burgers with 15 minutes till you're on stage. And everyone saying, oh, you want the burger, oh, you want one.
Do you say it like you did anything in that situation? You sat there and waited for your burger.
I know. But the people getting burgers that weren't supposed to be getting burgers. And you always say it, you always go mad about that. I'm just bringing up.
He was trying to smooth you when you turned on him, and he's like, what the fuck, Owen? I was saying something I thought you'd like.
I wouldn't eat a whole spice bag before the show, but I'll have one after.
Yeah, for sure.
When you bring in the spice bag trough.
All the leftovers. Yeah. Yeah. All the scraps off the floor.
Maybe just like curry sauce and peppers.
I can't wait for a spice bag, proper spice bag from the truck, because... Was I telling you? Did I say this on the podcast already? That I got a spice bag. And I'm always trying different places out in Coolock to find one that I like, and I still haven't found one yet. And most recently, and I've never reviewed a place on Just Eat, but I reviewed this place and gave it 1 star because it was diabolical. It should be ashamed to call it a spice bag. It had chipper chips in it, and it was like salt and vinegary kind of chipper chips.
Yeah,
I know. And then like the chicken was, and there was no veg, and it was just crap. I was like, what the
fuck? It's just like fucking shredded chicken from a bag frozen on top of chips and curries with chips and curry sauce.
And the curry sauce was yellow as well. Do you know, you ever get a yellowy kind of curry sauce, and it's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Crap. Oh man, it was disgusting. I was like, don't even sell spice bags if you're doing them that bad. Just take it off your
it's
menu.
It's like using the word spice bag. Just the name. Just using the name and not giving you the product.
I reviewed it because I didn't want to make a mistake and forget that I ordered from there and hated it so much. It was disgusting. Disgusting. I wish if I was nearby, I would have brought it back and said, can I have my money back, please? That's not a fucking spice bag. Neck of you serving that to me.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Nice one. As we mentioned, we're doing the live show, so if you don't have your tickets, get them. And we'll see you on Sunday.
I'll see you on Sunday. See you then. On Sunday.